Today's shir is Masechta Gittin Daf Pei Vav. We will begin on Mitzvashem on Daf Pei Vav Amar Aleph at the Mishnah towards the top of the Amid. It says the Mishnah, Shloish Gittin, there are three Gittin which are Psulim, which are disqualified Gittin, albeit they're only disqualified Midrabanan. And therefore, since they're only Pasul Midrabanan, the Allah is Imnisis. If a woman got remarried based on the receipt of such a get, since the get midraisa is a valid get, the halach is havlat kosher, the child will be kosher from the second marriage. The first case, says the Mishnah, is kosev b'ksav yadai. If the get was written with the handwriting of the husband himself, Vainal of Adam, but there are no Adam on it. So the Ritva points out that this halacha would apply even if the husband did not actually write the get himself. But what happened was the get was written by someone else, a cipher, but the husband was able to sign the bottom of the get. Once the husband signed the bottom of the get, it's equivalent to the get being written by him. We've learned in our Masechta many, many times the machlokes of Rameh and Rabbi Elazar. Rameh's opinion is that Eidi Chsima Karti, and according to Rabbi Elazar, Eidi Mesira Karti. So Rashi says that the Tanakam that we're learning in our Mishnah obviously cannot agree with Rameh, because our Mishnah is speaking about, as we just said, that there are no Edom sign on the get. And Rameyer holds that Edom is Edich Simakarti, that they're what's critical to the effectiveness of the get. Moreover, points out Rashi, it's difficult to say that our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, because we find that Rabbi Elazar argues in the Seifa of the Mishnah. So it's hard to say that it's following Rabbi Elazar. So, says Rashi, our Mishnah represents a new opinion that holds that even without Edim, the get is a kosher get, because if the husband, as we just learned, signed the get, that makes the get into a kosher get, because the Torah says, v'kosa v'noson. If the husband writes the get and delivers the get, that is enough for the get to be a kosher get. Tosfos says that our Mishnah could even follow the Tosfos says that our Mishnah said the get is possible because the concern is that there's no date on the get, and a date without a get, or even if the husband writes the get, the get is a possible get. And therefore, he says that the Mishnah could be following even the opinion. He has a way of figuring out that the Mishnah is going according to the opinion of Rameyer, and Rameyer will agree that even though Rameyer's opinion, as we just said, Eidi Chesim Bekarti, the Eidim signing on the get are essential, Rameyer will agree that if the husband wrote the get himself, then you don't have to have Eidi Chesima. The next get that we're going to speak about is Yeshla of Edom, Vein Boizman. It has Edom signed on the get, but there is no date on it. Because we learned on Daf Yud Zayin, the reason we need to have a date attached to the get is because Shem Yechapa Basa Choysoi. The concern is that let's say somebody's married to a relative of his, and then she had an adulterous relationship while they were married. So it's a very serious Aveira. It's an Ashes Ish that was Mazana. But if he wants to have mercy on her, he'll say that when time she had that relationship, they were no longer married. In order to avoid that concern, that's why you put a date on a get. But according to that Gemara, the halach is that the requirement to have a date on the get is not absolutely essential. It's only a takana de Rabbanan. And that's why it would be a valid get. The Ramban asks a question. He asks that we learned that the reason you have to have the date on the get and the date of the country, of the monarchy that's in place, is because of Shalom Malchus. So ask the Ramban, what happens with that concern when you say that the get could be kosher without any date on it altogether? So the Ramban answers that the issue that we discussed about Shalom Malchus and that the date of a that's only, he says, if there's a different monarchy's time mentioned in the get. But if it's not a different country's time mentioned in the get, so the concept of Shalom Malchus, says the Ramban, means that the country in which you live in is offended if you use a different country's date, not the date of your country. But if it's not any, if there is no date, there's nothing to be offended by, and that isn't the consideration. Furthermore, the third case is Yesh Boizman, there is a date. However, Vein Bay Ela Eid Echad, there's only one eid sign on the get, says the Mishnah. Hare Elu Shloish Gittin Psulim, all three of these gittin should not be used, L'chatchila, with the Rabbanon, they should not be used. However, in Nisus, if the Aloch is Davlat Kosher. So, the Gemara will discuss that who is the Tan of our Mishnah. And the Gemara is going to suggest that the Tan of our Mishnah may be Rameyer. But Rameyer is the of the opinion that Kol Mishana, when Matbei Shatovach Echomim begitten, the Aloch is Havlad Mamzer. That if anybody deviates from what Chazal established is the way we're supposed to write a get, the Vlad from such a marriage is a mamzer, and the woman may not get remarried based on that get. So the question is, how can we suggest that our Mishnah follows the opinion of the Ramban? So one teretz the Tosfos suggests at the beginning of the Masechta is that, and the Ramban takes the same approach, is that the halacha of Kol Mishana Matbei Shetovach Chachamim doesn't apply to all rules Chazal instituted. Ramey is going to say, yes, by certain rules that Chazal instituted, the halacha is if you deviate from that rule, Havlad Mamzer. But that doesn't mean that that's always the case. Rabbi Lezoimer, Api She'en Elav Edim, Ela Nosna B'fnei Edim. Rabbi Lezoimer's opinion is that even though there are no Edim signed to the get, but there were, the get was given over in front of Edim, kosher. The get is kosher l'chatchila. Again, very much in line with what we always have been learning. Edim is sirikarti. As long as the get was given over in front of two kosher Edim, that is good enough. The gaiva and the halacha would be that a woman could collect with such a get min chasim shabadim. We know, as we've learned often, that every woman, when she gets married, her husband obligates himself to her to give her a ksuba, and all of his assets are mortgaged to that ksuba. So that means if the husband doesn't have any available assets at the time of the divorce, assets that he had during the time of their marriage are mortgaged, have a lien on them for the ksuba. This get is such a valid get that you could go after the nechasim shebadim. Because, he says, She'en Edim Chos Mal Get. Rabbi Elazar says the only reason we have Edim sign in a get, Ela Mepnei Tikkun Oilam. Because we're concerned that if the Edim Asira who witnessed the transfer of the get will pass away, and then the husband's going to have a claim against this get, and we know that what you then do is go bring the Edim that could say testimony that we saw the husband give the get to the wife. But if the Edim are no longer here, we can't go after them. And how are we going to certify the veracity of the get? The way to accomplish that is by having Edim Chasima. And even if they're not here anymore, as long as we have those signatures on file, certified on file, we can be mekayim the get. Says the Gemara, our Mishnah identified three gittin which are possible midrabanan, but therefore we learned and therefore it should not be this get should not be relied on lechatchila. But the halacha is of nisus, if a woman gets married based on this get, havlat kosher, the child would be kosher. Ask the Rav Suleka, there are no other cases. They could get yoshin. We learned on Daf Ayin Tess Omebeis that if a husband prepared a get for his wife, and before he actually gave the get, they were alone together, that makes it into a get yoshin. They still taught us we need to be concerned that maybe the husband and wife reconciled during that time, and therefore nullified the get, and it should not be used. But that's a psul the rabbanon. Answers Gemara, hosom, by get yoshin, the halacha is loitetzei. That if she used this get, you should not, you don't have to get, she doesn't have, if she doesn't have to get, she doesn't have to leave her husband. Hocha, in our Mishnah, teitzei, the halacha is she would have to leave the husband. But says the Gemara, we're going to learn on Amud Beis, in Mitzvah Shem, that that actually is a matter of dispute. That in our Mishnah, the halacha is that if a woman got married based on the sketch, she can remain with a second, she cannot remain with a second husband. So now we have a very clear difference between our Mishnah, the cases of our Mishnah, and the get yoshin. But ask the Gemara, Eleman the Omer, Hochaloi Teitzei, that even in the cases of our Mishnah, she can remain married if she got married based on the sket. So the question is, Mayikala Meimer, why weren't these two cases, why wasn't get yoshin mentioned in our Mishnah? Answers the Gemara, Hossam, in the case of get yoshin, if the husband is not here to write a new get, the halacha is tinosi lechatchila. She could rely on the get lechatchila to get, she could get, rely on a get yoshin to get remarried lechatchila. Hocha, in the case of our Mishnah, even if the husband is not here to do over the get properly, still the halacha is only b'di'evid may she remain with a second husband. She can never rely on this get, even under serious circumstances, to get remarried. But as the Gemara, we learned about a get kireyach, where we learned on Daf Pei Aleph, the case was that Chazal were concerned that Kohanim may get divorced too quickly. And of course, if a Kohanim divorces his wife, she becomes a grusha, and he cannot remarry her. So Chazal said that the get that was written by a Kohen was a get mekusher, that they wrote a line or two, folded the get, and had Edom sign on the outside of the get. And we discussed that if there's a get, if there's a missing, if there's a fold that has a signature missing, that's called a get kireyach. Ask the Gemara, get kireyach, that we learned that that is possible. So why isn't it included in our Mishnah? Says the Gemara, that is more serious. Hasam, if a woman got married with a get kireyach, havlad mamzer, the child born from that second marriage is a mamzer. Hocher, in the case of our Mishnah, no matter how we learn pshat in the Mishnah, as we just said, the halach is that the child would, when the child would not be a mamzer. Ask the Gemara, Hanichler Rameya, this explanation is understandable according to Rameya, that says that Kala Mishan, as we quoted his opinion earlier, the Kala Mishan, whoever deviates from what Chazal taught us by Gittin, Havlad Mamzer. So that's why we can understand why the halacha is that by Get Kireyach, the child would be a mamzer. El Rabbanon, and we explain why our Mishnah is different. El Rabbanon, according to Rabbanon, that say that if the get was a get that was possum with Rabbanon, and somebody got remarried based on that get, the child is not a mamzer, mayikul meimer, says the Gemara. Hasam, somebody who got married with a get kireyach, teitzei, has to leave her second husband. Hocha, if somebody relied on a get, wanted to get mentioned in our Mishnah, says the Gemara loy teitzei. But ask the Gemara, that isn't so obvious. Hanich leman da'omar, That's understandable according to the man d'amar, that hacha, that the gittin that were mentioned in our Mishnah, if a woman got remarried based on those gittin loiteitze, so now we have a very good differentiation and therefore an understanding why that get kireach is not mentioned in our Mishnah. El man d'amar hacha teitze, according to the man d'amar, that in the cases of our Mishnah as well, a woman who got remarried based on these gittin should get, can they not stay with a second husband? So now we're back to our question, Mayakala Maimer, what is the difference between this case and why is get kireach not mentioned in our Mishnah? Answers the Gemara, Mekusher loy kamayri. As we just said, a get Mekusher is not your typical type of get. Get Mekusher was only written under certain circumstances, as we learned, typically only by a kohen, that we want that the kohen should be able to get, that should be so quick. So most kitten weren't written about a get Mekusher. Our Mishnah, the Gemara is saying, is speaking about your typical get. And this is not your typical get. Ask the Gemara, Vicky Shalom Malchus, what about the case of Shalom Malchus, that if the get was written with the, as we mentioned in the Mishnah, if the get was written with the wrong melech, if there was no malchus written, so we, the Ramban explained, that isn't such a serious issue. But if you wrote the get with the wrong, with a different country in where you live, the halach is that the get is disqualified. And here, so therefore the question is, why isn't that mentioned in our Mishnah? Answer the Gemara, Hasam, by Shalom Malchus, the halach would be Teitze. From the second marriage, if you relied on such a get. Hachaloi teitze. Ask the Gemara again. Hanich l'man d'amma da hachaloi teitze. So according to the man d'amma that holds, that explains that our Mishnah is that if a woman relied on this get and she got remarried, she doesn't have to leave a second husband. So we understand the difference and why it wasn't mentioned in our Mishnah. El l'man d'amma hachaloi. The man d'amma that on Amid Beis is going to teach us that here too, the halach is that if she got remarried based on this get, she may not remain with that husband. My ikal meimer, answers the Gemara. Ma'ikam leikar meyer. He's going to explain that that man the Omer is going to have to explain that Amish is following the opinion of Rameyer. That Rameyer holds hosom that kolam shana memetbei shetavuch chachamim havlad mamzer, and therefore if somebody wrote the wrong country in a get, it's not only that she can't get remarried or remain remarried based on that get, but if she had children based on that get, those children would be mamzerim. Hacha, in our Mishnah, even Rameyer will concede, as we said when we learned the Mishnah, Hacha, even in our Mishnah, Rameyer will concede that the Vlad is kosher. And as we explained, because even though Rameyer holds that Kol Mishanim and Beish Tavach Chum Begitten Havlad Mamzer, he says it doesn't apply in all situations. It only applies where Chazal wanted it to apply. The Mishnah began Minyana Dereisha with a number, Shloisha Gittin. And the implication throughout Shas is whenever the Mishnah uses a number, it's coming to exclude something. So ask the Gemara, Minyana Dereisha Lamutimai. Minyana De Seifa, the Mishnah again repeated at the end, Hare Elu Shloisha Gittin. So again, it's coming to teach us something. So ask the Gemara, Lamute Mai. Answers the Gemara, Minyana Dereish Lamute Hani Damorin. All the various types of Gittin that we just mentioned, get Yoshin, get Kerech, get Kereach, Shalom Malchus, that the halacha is that in our Mishnah, the child born based on such a get would not be a Mamzer. And in those cases, Rameya said, the child born would be a Mamzer. Minyana the Sefer, what does the number mentioned in the Sefer come to teach us? Lamute Hada Tanya. And maybe get from Medina Siyam. If the get was brought from Medina Siyam, the Nostan law, we go back to the beginning of the Masechta, and the get was given, the Layam law, but the Shliach did not say, Befari Nechtam, very important halacha that we began the Masechta with. The halacha is Yoitzi, that the child and the woman got remarried based on these circumstances. Yoitzi, Vlad Mamzer Divra Meya. V'chama Imrim Ena Vlad Mamzer, the child born from a get that was delivered without Befani Nechtam, the child born would not be a Mamzer. Ketzid Yasa, but explains the Gemara, even the Chachamim, of course, agree that the halacha is, you have to say, Befani Nechtam, Befani Nechtam. So Ketzid Yasa, what should we do? Yitlana Mena, take the get back from her, and give the get before two individuals, and properly say in front of those two individuals, Befari Nechtav, Befari Nechtam. And as Tosus points out, that what the Gemara means to say is that, this was Tosus beginning of the Masechta, that what the Gemara means to say here is that a Chamim are saying that since, of course, Lechatchila, we have to have Befari Nechtam recited. So since Lechatchila, we have to have Befari Nechtam recited, this is what the Gemara is saying, how we could make it into a Lechatchila situation. That's going to be what the Chacham want, that the get should be redone. And according to Rameyer, who just said that if the get was given without the Befari Nechtam, Befari Nechtam, she may not get remarried, etc., says Tosfos, this would help, according to him, so to speak, to do it over in a case where he says that she hasn't gotten remarried yet. Even if she has not gotten remarried yet, based on this get, that's when the halacha will be that if you do it over, so to speak, the shliach gives her the get again, the halacha will be that the get is going, that not a get would be a valid get. However, if the situation were that she already got remarried based on this get that was delivered without Befari Nechtav and Befari Nechtam, then the halacha would be that she cannot go just have it redone. It would be too late because it's considered like an Eishes Ish that was Mezana, that she can't live with that man. We learned in the Mishnah, Kosmik Sav Yadai, if the get was written by his, he wrote the get for Ein Olav Eidim. Amarav, when we're speaking about the get, Ksav Yodai Shanina, it's talking about a get that was written by the husband. Ask the Gemara, what does Rav mean to say with this statement? Ahai, what does Rav mean to say in the with this statement? Ilay Maresha, that he's going back to the first case that was mentioned in our Mishnah. That the first case that was mentioned in our Mishnah was Kosav Ksav Yodai Vein Olav Eidim. Obviously, that's what the Mishnah is speaking about. Pshita, the Mishnah says, Ksav Yodai Ketani, that what is the story of this get? That the get was written by the husband himself. Ella Amitziosoi. It's talking about the second case, where the Mishnah said, Yesh Lov Eidim Vein Boizman, says the Mishnah, so that's where Rav is saying that the get was written by the husband. But ask the Gemara, why should that be a disqualification if the get was written by the husband? As long as there are Eidim properly signed on the get, which is the case of the Mishnah, as long as we have Eidim signed on the get, Yesh Lov Eidim. So why should it make a difference if who wrote the get? Ella Sefer. It's talking about the last case of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Yesh Beizman Vein Be'elayer Echad, there's a date, but there's only one aid. Says Rav, when will that get be kosher, or be it only b'dieved? Dafka Ksav Yodai. If the husband was the one that wrote the get, and we have only the aid, and there's one aid. Aval Ksav Seifer. If the get was written not by the husband himself, it was written by the cipher, the aid, loy. The aloch is that the Mishnah, in that case, the get would not even be good, even with the Eved, the child, that would be considered too much of deviation from what Chazal wanted in the get. And again, especially we're following now Rashi, we're learning with Rashi's opinion. We're following the opinion of Rashi that says that our Mishnah represents the opinion of Rameyer, that Eidich Simakarti, and if you don't even have the signature, if you don't even have the signature of the husband, So then, of course, the halacha will be, if you don't have the writing of the husband, and all you have is only one aid on this get, so then the halacha is that it would be a disqualified guide. If you have a get that was written by a cipher with one aid, the halacha is the get is kasha. We're going to learn in a Mishnah on that pei zayin on a base, ksav cipher the aid, that if you have the cipher having written the get, and there's one aid signed to the get, the halacha is that the get is kosher. And as Tosfos explains, why is it kosher according to Shmuel? Because the cipher's writing of the get is considered as if he's one aid on the get, and we need not be concerned that the get was written by, that the get, the cipher did not mean to write the get with shame get, that the get was written just to for studying purpose, because Seifrim knew the repercussions of such a get being found, and therefore Tosfos explains, Seifrim, even if they wrote a get for practice, the halacha will be that they will be very, very careful in what they do in getting rid of that get. They won't just dispose of it in a place and a time where somebody has a problem, where somebody could actually make a mistake with that get. Rav, says the Gemara, Rav, why doesn't he learn that way? Midami, based on that Mishnah, that if the Sofer wrote the get and one aid signed the get, the halacha is that the get will be kosher. Hasam, says the Gemara, Hasam, the word kosher means l'chatchila. Hacha, our Mishnah is speaking about where the get is only kosher b'deyavid. And therefore, we have to explain that our Mishnah and that Mishnah are speaking about two different cases. There, as we're going to learn, and we've learned already, that what it meant to say is that not only did the cipher write the get, but the cipher signed the get. And since the cipher signed the get, not just wrote the get, that's why the halacha is the get is kosher. In our case, the cipher did not sign the get. Since the cipher did not sign the get, that's why the get would not be a kosher get b'lechatchila. For Shmuel, who does use that Mishnah as a raya, how will he reconcile? Like Kasha. Ha, the Mishnah over there is speaking about b'safra de muvag, an expert cipher. And therefore, we need not be concerned that the cipher wrote the get, unless he explicitly heard from the husband an appointment that he should be the one to write the get. Ha, our Mishnah speaking about Safra, the loy muvag, he never got clear instructions from the husband to write the get. And therefore, just because I see the cipher writing the get, it isn't enough of a raya that it was done properly, because this person may not know this halacha. The Kain Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan, the same thing, that if you have a cipher write a get with one aid, the halacha is that the get is totally invalid, and a woman who gets married based on the get, the child would be a mamzer. Amar Lai Rabbi Lazar, Sir Belezer said to Rabbi Yochanan, Hare yesh lev edim. Why should it make a difference? So says the Gemara, Rabbi Lazar assumes, this is the way the Mefarshim explained the Gemara, that Rabbi Yochanan was speaking about the second case of the Mishnah. And therefore he asked to Rabbi Yochanan, Hare yesh lev edim, there are items signed on this get. Why are you disqualifying it? Amalei, Sir Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Lazar, like we're learning, that it's not going on the second case. In the second case, if a cipher wrote the get, not the husband, it doesn't bother us, because we have Edom. We're talking about the cipher. Says the Gemara, Zimn Amar Rav, but there were times the Rav said that a woman who got married based on the get that's mentioned in our Mishnah, the halacha is that Teitzei, this goes back to Machlokes that we discussed extensively, Amar Aleph, that a woman that got married based on the gittin that were mentioned in our Mishnah, should get divorce, should leave that husband, divorce him. Zimna marav loy teitzei. Hakeitzad. When do we make the decision? It says the mar yesh lebonim. If there are children born from that second husband, loy teitzei. Because if we're going to make the children, if we're going to make her separate from that husband, people are going to say that obviously those children are mamzerim, and they're not really mamzerim, and therefore we leave them. If ein loy bonim, but if there are no children from that second marriage, then the halacha is teitzei, we make them separate because there are no repercussions regarding the children. We learned many times that if a brother dies without children, and the one of the wives of the surviving brother is an erva to the brother who's one of the wives of the brother who died is an erva to the brother who's supposed to do yibam or chalitza. So the halacha is that not only is she not a candidate for yibam or chalitza, but as the first Mishnah Masechta Yevamos teaches us quite extensively, even her tzara, the tzara's erva, is not obligated, is not allowed to have yibam or chalitza. We learned in Masechta Yevamos, the kulon, all the women that are mentioned in the first Mishnah Masechta Yevamos, Shai ben Sofer Kedushin, Sofer Gerushin, that there was a question if they were truly married to the brother who died. Harei Elu, the halacha is that the tzara, and she's an erva, so now her tzara's status is very much affected. If she was an erva, then the halacha is that she is, then the tzara doesn't have chalitza or yibam. If not, not. If she was, if she wasn't married, then she has to have chalitza or yibam. So in all these cases, chalitza v'loy misyamis. And the Gemara over there explained, ketzat, sofer kedushin. What is an example of sofer kedushin? Zark lo kedushin. The brother who passed away threw a kedushin to this erva. And the question is, sofer karvloy, sofer karvloy, karvloy. There are many different explanations. We learned where they were standing with Shusha Rabbim, and we learned that the four amas around you become your space, but which was the closer to? In this case, it's a Zer Sofer Kedushin. What's the case of Sofer Gerushin? Kosub Ksav Yodai, the get was written by the husband, Venelov Edom, or Yeshelov Edom Vein by Zman, or Yesh by Zman Vein by Ela Eid Echad. Hareza, all these cases are identified as Sofer Gerushin. The Amrit, if we're going to say the Mara, the Loi Teitze, that if a woman got married based on this get, she remains with the second husband, so so if there's going to be a case where a woman got divorced based on this get, then the Loch is Tzorosa Osla Yavami, people are going to do Yibum with the Tzara. And the halacha is that yibum should not be done. As we just said, it should be chaletz of leimus yabim. Says the Gemara, what are we worried about? That there's going to be a yibum done, and the yibum should not have been done, because we don't know how to look at this get. But we know that with the raisa, it is a good get. And therefore, it's aimed by klum, because it's only chashosh drabonim. Levi, however, disagrees. And Levi says, that the halacha is a woman does not get divorced, does not leave this. If a woman relied on this type of get that we learned in our Mishnah, the halach is that loy teitze, she remain with the second husband. Says the Gemara, v'kenam Rav Yochanan loylam loy teitze, v'kenam Rav Yochanan l'bnei Rav Chalifta de Minhuna, hach yam avuchem, this is what your father of Chalifta taught us, loylam loy teitze. Since we've been speaking about a halacha that Rav Yochanan taught Rav Chalifta's children in the name of their father, the Gemara teaches us another such a case, another such a halacha that they learned from Rav Chalifta. The halacha is that Para Aduma requires that it should be mixed with Mayim Chayim, that we put the ash of the Para Aduma together with spring water, and that spring water has to be water that comes from a running spring that's not salty, not hot. And you put them all into a vessel, and the halacha is that that water can now be used for making the mixture of Efer Parah and Mayim Chaim. The halacha is that there are many halachas regarding this Mayim. One of the halachas with Rabbanan is if the water was poured from one keli into another keli, if the water was, there was Hesach Hadas, somebody didn't pay attention to the water the entire time, or if the water was worked with. In all of these cases, the halacha is that that water becomes disqualified. Says the Gemara, the karzis, there was an animal called a karzis, ba'omer, that's found amongst the grain, amongst the sheaves of wheat, and a pesel from mechatis. If the water, if this karzis drank from the water that you want to use for the mei, for the mei para, it wouldn't describe, it wouldn't disqualify them, as we'll see in a moment. Ask the Gemara, my karzis, exactly what is a karzis? Amar Abaya, didafta, it's a type of a worm, the b'nei kipi, that's found amongst the grain. Masar of Daniel Barav Klina, it says, kol oifes, paisle mechatis, all types of water that would drink, that if a water was a bird drank from that water becomes disqualified to use for mechatis, because the water that's in the mouth becomes puzzle by having the by the bird having drank from that water, because there are different explanations. One explanation is because the saliva that's in the mouth of the bird disqualifies the water. Another is because, as we just said, water that you did work with becomes disqualified to use for mechatis. Drinking is considered work. Another pshat is that it's hesach hadas, that if the bird is drinking from it, so you're obviously not paying attention, and that's why it's considered hesach hadas. Chutz min ha-yoyna, the yoyna, the halach is the dove does not disqualify. Name moitzitzes, it draws out the water, and any water that the bird, that the yoyna drank, doesn't go back into the keli. Says the Gemara, but im isa, if what we just learned is correct, nisni chutz miyoyna v'kartzitz, why don't we mention the kartzitz as well? Answers the Gemara lo psikalei. The reason the kartzitz wasn't mentioned is because it's not absolute. The doila of large kartzitz, indeed lo posla, doesn't disqualify the water. However, ktana posla, vat kama, says the Gemara, till what size of the kartzitz is the karzis considered a ketana and it disqualifies the water? Amr Abiyimi Avitem Rav Ami at kezayis. Until the bird is the size of a kezayis, it disqualifies the water. So Rabbi Chanan asks of a gevaldig kasha. He says, what is the concern that this karzis or the bird drank some of the water? That water that it drank becomes possible, and therefore that the water now cannot be used for the mechatis. Asks Rabbi Chanan, but that drop of water that the bird, not the yoyna or the large karzis, drinks, when it goes back into the rest of the water, is a drop of that entire pail of water or keli of water. And why doesn't it become bottle? We know that there's a concept throughout halacha, the concept of bittle. So B'chanan says a beautiful vart. He says, what could bittle accomplish? What bittle could accomplish is that what is problematic, what's over here and problematic, the halacha removes it. But bittle cannot accomplish that what is supposed to be, it should be. The halacha is that all of the water that's used for the mechatis has to have the requirements that we identified. If some of that is missing, if some of the water doesn't have those characteristics, then that entire pail of water, a keli of water, would be disqualified, because we need that the water should have those characteristics. We learned in the Mishnah, Rav Elazar ma afapi, even if there are no edim sign on the get, but there are edim mesira who saw, then the get is a perfect get. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, halach Rav Elazar, begitin. The halacha is like Rabbi Elazar by Gittin, not by other types of documents. Kamrita kamei de Shmuel, says the Gemara, however, when this was said to Shmuel, Amalei, he said that afshtars, even by all documents, this is the halacha. Ask the Gemara, Rav sav b'shtaros loy, does Rav hold the Rabbi Elazar did not say his halacha by other documents? Haktani v'goyvim n'chas m'shabadim. Didn't we learn in our Mishnah that based on this type of document, you could collect from mortgage properties? Now, mortgage properties for the woman to collect her ksuba is not a get. That's a financial situation. And yet we see that we could rely on it. Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar tati amar. Says the Gemara, the way to understand the Mishnah is that Rabbi Elazar taught us two halachas. One halacha is regarding Gittin, that Eidim is Sirikarti, and he also said it regarding all documents. Rav Sovek of Asay Bechada, he agreed as far as Gittin is concerned, but he did not agree as far as all other documents are concerned. V'chen Amar Rav Yaakov Aridi, Amar Rav Yishu Ben Levi, Halach Rav Elazar Begittin. Says the Gemara, Rav Yane Amar, says the Gemara, get, Rav Yane says a get that doesn't have Eidim signed in it, the halach is a filo reich ein get by. We discussed in our Masechta that a get that has a reich a get, it's not a good get, but it's enough that a woman who receives such a get, she may not marry a kohen. He says that if there are no Eidim signed on a get, it's not considered a reich a get. Ask the Gemara, Rav Yanai, less late Rav Elazar. Ask the Gemara, Rav Yanai not agree with Rav Elazar, says the Gemara, hachkamer. Rav Elazar says Eidim asirikarti, hachkamer. Rabbanon, the Rabbanon who disagree with Rabbi Elazar, a get that doesn't have signatures, a filu reich a get ain't by. The Kenam Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Shlokish, Halach Rabbi Elazar begitten, Rabbi Yochanan a filu reich a get ain't by. Ask the Gemara, Leim Rabbi Yochanan less than Rabbi Elazar, doesn't mean that Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Rabbi Elazar. Hachkam, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan was telling us that according to Rabbanon, Rameyah who disagrees with Rabbi Elazar, a filu reich a get ain't by. Says the Gemara, Sholach le Rabbi Abba Bazavda le Mari Barmar. By my name, Rav Huna. Loch Rabbi Elazar begitten, oy ein alocha. Do we pass him like Rabbi Elazar or not? Says the Gemara, Ad Hachi, until Mari Barmar was able to ask Rav Huna, noch nafshi, Rav Huna passed away. Amalei Rabbi Berei. So Rabbi, his son, said, I could tell you what my father said. Hachi Amma Abba Mishmeid Rava, my father, Rav Huna, said in the name of Rava, Haloch Rabbi Elazar begitten. V'Rabbi Nesein, Rabbi Kiyim, B'dvar, Haloch Mishun Rabbeinu Amra, Halach Rabbi Elazar begitten, Dom Rav Chama bar Guri Amar Rav, Halach Rabbi Elazar begitten, and that's Rabbi Seinu means Rav Chama bar Guri, and Rabbeinu is Rav. Ikadami, but some say that this is what Rabbi Bar Funa said to Mari bar Mar. Chavreinu b'chibikin b'dvar halacha, but Talmud Rabbeinu Mishum Rabbeinu Amru, Halach Rabbi Elazar begitten, Dom Rav Chizda Amar Rav Chama, the halach is Halach Rabbi Elazar begitten, Chavreinu is Rav Chizda, Talmud Rabbeinu is Rav Chama bar Guri, the Kain Kios Ravan Amar Rav Elazar Amar Rav, that the halacha is Rav Elazar begitten, that Eidim is Sirikar.